4SKD.
Good morning, Larry. Starting to be a beautiful day out there. We got 1.16 inches of rain.
Well, we got something after all that dry spell. Yeah, it's just kind of nice out here. It's not too cold. A little windy, but hey, I'll take it.
In front of my weather station here, drinking my third cup of coffee, which I usually don't do. It's 68 degrees. The wind's out of the southwest now. 5 to 10 mile an hour peaking. And it said it feels like 70, means it's 88% humidity.
Yeah, the humidity is rather high. I went to the Waffle House this morning, and it was really muggy back then when I went out this morning.
The weatherman said that last night before we went to bed. We watched a Christmas movie pretty late, and he said it was actually feeling muggy out there. Well, I'm sitting here watching Mountain Men, and he's skinning out a lynx. This other old boy, he just caught a beaver, and he's eating beaver for a meal. I like watching those Mountain Men stories.
Well, we just got out of church, and we called in the lunch order for some food. We're going to go pick up our lunch and sit back at the house and eat and see what we can get done today.
We start out today on a Sunday. We had a short breakfast this morning because Bernice made biscuits and gravy and eggs and sausage yesterday. So today we had a mixture of cereal and had blueberries and peaches in it. And I think she had some bran flakes and corn flakes and mixed them together. And then she made some of Sam's cinnamon rolls. I got to tell you, if you ever get a chance to try those in comparison to, say, Pillsbury, which they're good, you know, the ones packed like biscuits. Sam's has some over there, and I bet those things are 4 or 5 inches in diameter, and they are really great.
Yeah, that does sound good. I don't have a Sam's membership, but my dad does. I'll have to mention it to him. Good question for you. Do you like grits?
I'm sort of a semi-northerner from Kansas. I remember the first time I had grits when I was a little kid. I rode the passenger train whenever Dad would catch a passenger run. He was a fireman and an engineer later on the Kansas City Southern Railroad. And when I went with him on a long trip down to Oklahoma one time, down to Heavener, we ate in this little old restaurant. And they knew everybody when they come in, all the engine men. And he ordered me grits, and I just don't like them. I'll eat cream of wheat, but I don't really like oatmeal or grits.
Well, I just wondered if you like grits. I was going to give you a little pointer about them, but anyway, for somebody else that may be listening, if you mix some of that cream cheese in with grits, oh boy, that makes them taste really good.
Thank you for that. I just never did care for them, Larry, but I appreciate the tip.
Grandmother used to mix cream cheese in with the grits. Man, I tell you what, it makes a world of difference. Anyway, I got the restaurant in sight, Tom, so I'll go ahead and sign with you and hope you have a good rest of your day. Good talking with you. N0TR, KC4SKD.
Okay, Larry. Well, we're chasing mountain lions now with the old boy here on Mountain Men. I love to watch his hounds. He's got, they look like beagles, but I think they're walker hounds. And I love walker hounds. They're a nice dog. Most of the coon dogs were back up in Kansas. Take care. Enjoy your meal, Larry. Nice to hear you. I left my phone in the bedroom. I got to go back and get that. This is N0TR73, Larry.
K4PRJ for radio check. Anybody listening?
The 2 Tango Mobile.
N0. WZOTR.
Yeah, it is still morning, just barely. Just leaving church. You've got to find me a quick grab a bite to eat somewhere, something that won't hang heavy on my stomach, before heading to load up risers and head to Gaffney for a performance.
Busy day. I know last time we went to Gaffney, there's some construction up there, and Amy used Waze. And when it said to take the detour around it, it worked like a champ.
We're going is just about a block and a half or two blocks off of Interstate 85, so it's not worth it for us to try to go all the way down and come around the other way and come back into where we got to be. So, and I'm not driving. Somebody else is doing the driving. I'm just going to ride with the guy that's carrying, you're going to drive the truck that's carrying all of our risers in it. So, you know, that's where that's going to be.
This detour wasn't, it didn't last very long, maybe 5 to 10 minutes, but when it come back in, it was ahead of all of that backed up traffic. It was really nice, but I don't know, I ain't smart enough to run it, I guess, at times, and I guess it's a matter of trust. Sometimes GPS will run you in circles. Well, we just finished off breakfast there just a little bit ago. We just had cereal and some of those Sam's cinnamon rolls. Boy, those Sam's cinnamon rolls, like, you know, they pack them like they're in biscuits, you know, and you whack the case of it. What do you call that, Bernice? You know? Huh? Oh, they are Pillsbury, but compared to the other cinnamon rolls you get at the grocery stores around here, those ones at Sam's, oh, man, they're 10 times better.
Oh, I had me a half of a cinnamon roll this morning before I left home, before I went to go to church, and I get those at Publix makes over here at their bakery. You get four big ones in a container, and I ate one as my supper last night, but I ate a half of one this morning because I didn't want to load myself down. And so that's what I had earlier today with my cup of hot tea. So, yeah, and I'm going to look along here somewhere and see if I can find me a place to grab a quick bite to eat. Maybe go get me a taco or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we had cereal with blueberries and peaches in it. Because we had a great big breakfast yesterday with biscuits and gravy and eggs and sausage, so I told Bernice just make a light breakfast. Oh, but it is a prettier day coming on, and it's 69 degrees, but there is a 10-mile-an-hour wind out of the southwest. I guess there's a cold front on the way here, too, in the next day or two, but nothing dramatic, thankfully. Chris Justice says we're going to get quite a lot of snow this year compared to normal years.
That I can do without that. That's for darn sure. Well, it's supposed to get up to 71 today. Where I am over here, it's showing 66 right now. So, you know, it's not too bad and everything. And like I said, I'm just going along here trying to figure out where I want to stop and get me something, whether I want to stop and get a taco or something else along the way as I go up the road here. And I'm on 290 headed towards 85 and towards Duncan. So somewhere along here, I'll find some place to stop.
10-0-TR. Yeah, old Chris Justice, you know, he lived up there on the orchard and all his life. His folks own one, and I trust him. And he went through a separate dissertation I saw online there on my phone. I was looking at the radar one night, and I seen that. And he was explaining the effects of the warmer Pacific water and the Atlantic water and El Nino, La Nina, and all that stuff. And what he said seemed pretty factual, and he compared it over a, oh, I don't know, 10 or 20-year period. And so the drought's going to end pretty quick, he said, and there's going to be a lot more moisture, and then the cold air is going to hit it. And so the possibilities, you know, weathermen aren't the good Lord or Mother Nature, but the possibilities, you know, compared to other years, are greater this year than they've been in a long time. I'm getting freezing precipitation.
That's what they say. That's what they say. And well, I may stop up here at Culver's and have me an ice cream sundae or something for my lunch. And all, because I've got about an hour to kill before I have to meet my crew at the church down there in Duncan. So there's a Culver's over here, and I think I'll stop and have me a drink and some ice cream. That'll be my lunch today. And all. Oh, and I'll definitely work it off this afternoon as I set up, take down, and everything else for our performance today.
I'd be better off with something like a hamburger, but to each his own. Bernice made a hamburger last night, and oh, it was delicious. And some tater tots, and I think we had a salad before that, but we really enjoyed it. It was a nice supper. Don't often have hamburgers. She's good about making nutritious meals, and I'm just sitting here having a cup of coffee and watching the mountain men chase mountain lions right now.
And boy, I'll tell you what, this Culver's over here has got a bunch of people at it, and yeah, I thought I might have, I don't know, I might have a couple of chicken tenders or something like that. I have to watch it with hamburgers sometimes. My stomach might rebel with me the rest of the day, and I don't want to do that. Not particularly before I got to go to a performance today. Anyway, Tom, I've arrived here, and I'm going to go inside and see what they've got and see if I can find me something I want, and we'll talk to you later. NZLTR, W2T, 73s for now.
Well, you have a good day, Rusty, and break a leg and have a good concert, and be careful out there. This is NZLTR, 73.
4TRJ for Radio Jake, anybody listening?
TRJ, this is NZLTR up in Greer. My name's Tom. Your signal's good. I think you're eating the microphone a little bit too close. You might back it off. It just sounds a little too overdriven. Back to you, sir.
How's this sound now?
That's a lot better. I'd say overall you got about 70% audio and 30% static in there would be my evaluation. You can move up a little closer after that last transmission, but have a nice day. It looks like it's going to be a beauty out there. 69 degrees up here in Greer. This is NZLTR clear.
Thank you so much for the report, Tom. I just celebrated my birthday today, 85, and hope for a lot more. KK4TRJ.
Well, happy birthday, KK4TRJ. I tell people I'm 57 and dyslexic, so you could tell them you were 58 and dyslexic. You know, we get that old, we get our numbers mixed up. anyways, have a great day. This is NZLTR clear, and that last transmission was perfect.
The report, and hope I have a lot more birthdays. KK4TRJ clear.